so broke up. I wanna go home.
Let me go.
Before cook, he caught the fit, threw away all my grit, and then he took and he ate up all of my corn. Let me go home. Why don't they let me go?
Ever been on.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas House lawmakers tried to reconvene today as Republicans try to vote on a redrawn congressional map, but state Democrats have fled the state, protesting what they call gerrymandering that would give the GOP 5 new seats ahead of midterms.
But more than 50 Texas House Democrats are in Chicago, not Austin.
We're not here to play political games.
State Representative Gene Wu of Houston.
We're here to demand an end to this corrupt process.
President Trump has said he wants to see 5 more Republicans in Congress. GOP state lawmakers here have drawn a new map that virtually guarantees it. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Republicans voted to issue warrants for state Democrats to return, but won't have jurisdiction in other states. Israel's prime minister claiming Hamas does not seem committed to reaching a Gaza ceasefire deal and says he'll convene his cabinet to draw up plans on a military solution to defeat Hamas and release the remaining hostages. On Wall Street, stocks closing up today. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles, 2 people were killed, 6 others injured after a mass shooting at an unofficial after party for a music festival.
At around 11 o'clock Sunday night, the LAPD says officers shut down an unauthorized party at a warehouse. But a few hours later, shots were fired there. When officers returned, 8 people had been hit by gunfire. This man says his son was killed.
Good gentleman. Very respectful gentleman.
A motive for the shooting is not yet clear. The injured victims range in age from 26 to 62 years old. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Central California, a wildfire has exploded since Friday. The Gifford Fire, situated within the Los Padres National Forest in Solvang, California. That's impacting those within Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. It's charred more than 65,000 acres. Off the waters of Yemen, a boat capsized today, killing 68 African migrants. And the UN Migration Agency says 74 others are still missing. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion,
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury, Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while, now Sal. We don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, well, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
WGBW.
So much for spending some time with me. Love this tune here. Shocking Blue, Venus. There's been some remakes, but nothing ever beats the original. 97.9 FM.
Baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your
local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
I'll never just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? Being around you is all I see, is what I want to do. We ought to stay together, loving you weather. Times are good and bad, happy and sad. Come on, let's stay together. Loving you weather.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon on this fine Monday. Hey, Packers season is back. Family night was Saturday night. The weather was beautiful for it. Of course, the fireworks afterward, always a good time. Hey, the Packers won. First preseason game is this Saturday, and not long before the games start counting again. Go, Pack, go. We love Packer season.
This is Maggie Dawn, and I've moved a few spots down the dial. The Maggie Dawn Show is still here, but now will be heard on your radio at 1100 AM WISS or online with the Civic Media app. Everything you've come to expect is still happening. So move on down the dial with me, 1100 AM or on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My girl.
Tommy James.
Crimson and clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love, though you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling.
Strolling through the park. There's a glory
felt this way before. I guess it's because there's a moon now tonight. Oh, there's a glow in my heart. I never felt before. There's a girl at my side that I adore. There's a glow in my heart. I guess it's because.
And timeless hits, dance to the music, Sly and the Family Stone. Hey, if you feel like dancing, by all means, don't let me stop you.
Wrong.
news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. The Spencer Davis Group with Give Me Some Lovin'. So Steve Winwood, little Stevie Winwood, was, of course, singing on that song. 15 years old when they recorded it. Can you imagine? You're 15 years old. You're still in, what, freshman year, maybe sophomore year, high school, and you got, like, a top hit on the radio. I'm sure he didn't have difficulty finding dates, right? Your news next.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The first cases of measles in Wisconsin this year have emerged in Oconto County. Health authorities say one case was confirmed through testing at the State Lab of Hygiene. 8 other cases are confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. Measles is extremely contagious. Symptoms include runny nose, high fever, cough, fatigue, watery eyes, and that telltale red rash. Measles is also largely preventable with the MMR vaccine, but Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. According to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, highlighted by state health officials last fall, just under 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners were up to date on their MMR shots. That's just about 8% lower than the national average of 93% vaccination. In Oconto County alone, the rate of MMR vaccine, that's measles, mumps, and rubella, dropped by about 4% from 2013 to 2023. Meanwhile, 2 Republican state lawmakers are pushing a bill that would require schools to make it easier for parents to opt out of vaccines. Under the bill, co-authored by Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton, schools would be required to distribute waiver forms. Those allow parents to opt out of vaccine requirements. That's according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. Under Wisconsin law, students are required to be vaccinated, but the state law also allows exemptions for medical reasons or for religious or personal beliefs. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News. Green Bay
weather. Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
WGBW. Say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day love is forgotten, I'll go on as best I can.
We'll be right back.
I'll say goodbye to
and timeless hits. You're tuned in to 97.9 FM WGBW. Circle now with Red Rubber Ball. Thanks for tuning in.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Local news and timeless hits.
blues and timeless hits. Keep on dancing. It's the Gentry's.
I keep on dancing. Keep on.
Local news and timeless hits. We are 97.9 FM WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. So glad, so happy, so excited to be back on the air in Green Bay. And, of course, doing it from right here in downtown Green Bay. Another great farmer's market coming up on Wednesday. If you have not been to the Wednesday Farmer's Market, just across the river on Broadway. I kind of liken it to a block party that also sells produce. So, you know, we've had a couple of Wednesdays where the weather hasn't been the greatest. So, you know, keep an eye out. But it's always such a fun time. And, of course, one of my favorite things now available this time of year, raspberries. Love them.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 FM. Holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you. La 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 la
local news and timeless hits. Peter Nguyen of Herman's Hermits, one of the nicest musicians, one of the nicest rock stars that I've had the pleasure to meet. CCR now on 97.9 FM.
Notice to the world that Green Bay knows the good stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Love. shades of green under dreaming spires. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
What that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.